Pesachtes Mikvois, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tes. Our Mishnah will further continue to discuss the halachas of Mayim Sheuvim when we classify rainwater which has come and been received in a vessel as Sheuvim and when it does not acquire status of Sheuvim. We mentioned previously that a vessel, when water collected in it, Shalayla Das, without the intention of collection, generally is not considered Sheuvim, and then we discussed how to make sure that it doesn't become Sheuvim subsequently. The Mishnah says as follows: Hamasada Kankanim B'Soy Chabor. A person has earthenware vessels and he immerses them in the mikveh. Now, what was the purpose of immersing these vessels in the mikveh? The purpose was that the outer walls of these vessels become saturated with water, in order that when he fills them up on the inside, the walls don't take in any of the liquid that he's going to fill in these jugs. And v'nismalu mayim, what happened was that they sat there long enough that the water penetrated from the outside into the vessel. As we know, cheres is very boileya, it is very absorbent, and being so, water penetrated from the outside, it's porous, very porous, so water penetrated from the outside of the jug all the way into the inside. So, afalpi shebola habor es meimov, even though that the water that was in the pit originally now is all in the vessel, harezi yishove. The Tana of the Mishnah holds that he's allowed to break these vessels without lifting them up, and now this water can seep back out into the mikveh and it won't be considered shu'uvim. And this Mishnah is supportive of the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua that when you have water shaloi ladas in a vessel, water which went into a vessel which was received without intent, halacha is it does not become shu'uvim. Mesechtes Mikvois, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the halachas of a mikveh that has in it a slurry, a mixture of dirt and water, or a cementy mixture of dirt and water, earth and water together. When does it have halacha of water, and when does it lose its status of water in terms of a mikveh, and when you're allowed to be toivel in this type of mixture? So the Mishnah says, "Mikveh sheyesh bo yaboyim so mayim v'tit." If you have a mikveh that has in it 40 so of water and cement, and the entire 40 so is made up of water and cement, so Rabbi Yezoim matpilin b'mayim ve'im matpilin b'tit. It has to be possible to immerse oneself in the water pot without the dirt. Rabbi Shuaim b'mayim uvetit. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, on the contrary, if we're going to accept that the tit, the slurry pot, is considered a part of the mikveh shir, so then a person is allowed to be toivel in it as well. However, the Mishnah qualifies this. The Mishnah says, be'ez tit matvilin. When Rabbi Yeshua says that you can be toivel in the muddy pot, in the pot which is earth and water mixed together, we're talking about in this type of mud that the water is still floating above it, that it's the majority of it is water and it's very, very loose, it's not tightly packed. If it's separated in a way that the water is to one side and the dirt is to the other side, so then Rabbi Yeshua agrees that one shematfilin b'mayim ve'im matfilin betit, that a person could be toivel only in the water but not in the dirt pot. Now the Mishnah qualifies this further. Ve'ezetit omru, what type of mud are we talking about? Betit shahakona yored me'elov, that if a person would stick a stick in it, would penetrate and would sink down to the bottom, meaning to say that it's very, very loosely packed, it's not condensed, and therefore it still has the status of water. Divir me'elov. This is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda says, "Mokam she'ein kane hamida oimid." If it has to be, it doesn't have to be as soft as Rebbe Meir says that the stick will totally sink through it and go to the bottom. That proves that it's very loose. But rather, even if you just can't anchor the stick into it, no, when you stick a stick into dirt, it holds its position. As long as it doesn't have that compactness, that if you would stick a stick in it, won't hold its place, that's good enough, although it doesn't sink through to the bottom. Abba Eloza ben Deloy Oimam. Abba Eloza, the son of Deloy, says, you don't need it to be that soft. He's even more lenient. Mokam shahamashkarlis, yardois. If a person uses, they would have a sink rack to when they would do building, one of the instruments they would use to see if something is straight, they would have a weight on a string. So if they drop this weight on the string into this mud and it penetrates, you know, even though the it's weighted and the rock is heavy and it goes through, that's good enough that it's not considered tit and still considered water. If you can pour it out through a pitcher of a barrel, through the spout of a barrel, that's also considered loose enough. Reb Shimon Oimer, even less. Hanechlas b'sheferes hanoit, if it can go through a little crack in the barrel where they would let the liquid out from, that's good enough. Reb Lozeb Reb Tzadok Oimer, hanimdud belug, if a person can use a measurement of a log, which is a thing they would a measurement cup that they would use for liquids, and if you can measure it with that measuring cup, and you can pour it through, so then it has a wide opening. It's, I guess it doesn't have to be as, even if it's a little bit more compact than what the previous opinions held. So then it's still considered liquid, and you can be terrible in this mud.